Today's Torah way has been sponsored. Leila Nishmas, Yishai Nosson Ben Rav Meir. Yud Dalet Kislev, Wednesday the 28th of November, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Zaken, Tarig Mitzvahs.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. So I'm going to share some ideas about Tarig Mitzvahs, connection with the Parsha, as we know, the beginning of the Parsha. As it says, Yaakov Avinu sends a message to Esav. So I lived among Lavan and I did not learn from his evil deeds. And first of all, the question of this Tariag Mitzvahs, where does the concept of Tariag Mitzvahs come from? Yeah? Where does this number come from? So we know the source, one of the earlier Mekoros for this din is in the Gemara Makos. The Gemara Makos introduces it as follows. And in Yirtzeh Hashem we'll understand, I think, a little bit about where this concept is from. It says the Gemara Dara should be Simlai. So 613 mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, 361 keminyan nimosachama, like the days of the sun, and 248 mitzvahs hasei according keneged the limbs of a person. Amar Rav Amnuna, my cross says Rav Amnuna, what is the source for this? Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Torah Gematria 611. So we have two more. Where do you get those two more? Two more. Shnai Mipia Gvura Shemanum. We heard straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to just, first of all, why does the Gemara, when it says that we have 613 mitzvahs, what does it have to, first of all, divide them into Asei and Los Asei? And then tell me, you know what? The 365 Lavin are connected to Mosacham. And the 248 Asei is a Keneged Devarav Shel Adam. Now, it's very nice. Why does the Gemara feel as it introduces the number of 613 that it has to tell us the correlation between the number of Mitzvot Asei and Los Asei and parts of the body or days of the year? That's one of the questions I would like to address. Also, in Mirz Hashem, the Gemara continues, Ba David Ve'emidan Al Achas Esre. Came David HaMelech, and he was ma'amid 613 in 11. Then we have Yishaya Anavi, by Yishaya Ve'emidan Al Shesh, he's ma'amid all of them to 6. Then again, we have Ba'micha Ve'emidan Al Shalosh, then by Yishaya, Chaza Yishaya Ve'emidan Al Shtaim, and then finally Chavakuk, Ve'emid Al Achas. It goes back to 1. There's another question also, which is a famous question, how can Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters, right? And especially now we're saying that the Tariyag Mitzvah seems to be very specific, 613. Well, one of those 613 specifically is not to marry two sisters. So how can it be that he marries Shtei Achayos and still can say openly, Tariyag Mitzvah Shamarti? So, we'll come back to this last question at the end. But I want to introduce you to a very interesting shaila I found in the Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah asks the following. We're told that 611 Keminyan Torah Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael. And when it comes to two of them, Anoichi ve'lo yi'elecha mipi ha'gevura shemanu. So if we imagine that Klal Yisrael are standing at the foot of Har Sinai and are listening to Aseres HaDibros, so they heard the first two directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam quotes this 613 mitzvahs, the basis of his Sefer HaMitzvahs. So obviously the Rambam believes that the first two they heard straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a problem. If you look at the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvahs Los Asei, mitzvah number 1 is, we can't believe, it's also to believe in any other deity besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we go to the second one of the mitzvahs, and he says, what's the pasuk? Where is that found? In the second of the Dibros. But it's the second of the Dibros, right? So far, we have two losases, which are learned from the second Dibur. Mitzvah number 5 of the Rambam. Where do we get that from? Lo tishtachave lahem velo ta'avdem. Where is that found? Second Dibur. Sixth mitzvah. Sheizranu mi'avod avoid azara, afilu bezula sarba aminu, da-da-da-da. Velo ta'avdem, also found in the second one of the Dibur. So according to the Rambam, we have a problem here. This is Meshech Chochma's question. If we're saying that Klal Yisrael heard the first two Dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they heard Lo Tishtachave Lahem, Lo Ta'ovdem, they heard all of that. It turns out that there were 5 mitzvahs that they heard straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam uses this idea of 613 mitzvahs to build his Sefer HaMitzvahs. And the Gemara, and therefore, how can he accept at the same time that they heard the first two Dibros, and also that only 2 mitzvahs of the Taryag mitzvahs are counted as having heard straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is the question clear? There's 4 mitzvahs in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Los Haaseis which come from the second Dibur. And then there's the first Dibur, which is the Mitzvah Saaseh. So really, there's 5 of the Taryag mitzvahs are contained in the first 2 Diburim. So if they heard the first 2 Diburim straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it turns out that there's 607 and 6 mitzvahs that they heard from Moshe, and 608 they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, and 5 that they heard from Pia Gevura. So the Cheshbon is wrong. So the Rambam's Kasha. Good Kasha? Good Kasha. Meshechokma answers Kasha. So, Meshechokma answers as follows. He asks, what is it that Klal Yisrael actually heard at Har Sinai? Says the Meshechokma, Klal Yisrael, they heard Kol Devarim. And this, he says, it's not his chiddush. He brings this from the Rambam Mor Nevuchim. So the Rambam Mor Nevuchim is used to explain, to be metaretz, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. In Mor Nevuchim, says the Rambam, Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, and they didn't hear the Diburim. They didn't hear the Diburim per se, they heard Koil Devarim. The voice of the Diburim. Meaning, says the Rambam, they didn't hear the words distinctively. Even of the first 2 Diburim, they didn't hear the words distinctively. They heard the voice of Hashem. The voice of Hashem carried the first 2 Diburim. If I told you, I am here standing in front of you, do you know that I'm standing here in front of you because I said so? Or because you see me and hear me? Because you see me and hear me, you know I'm here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the Lord, Ani Anochi Hashem Elokecha. If you just heard, and you knew it was Hashem's voice, and you knew that it was the Hashem, the power, which created the world, which manages the world, which controls the world, which took you out of Mitzrayim, then just by hearing the voice of Hashem without any words, you know that that's the Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. So just by experiencing the voice of Hashem, if they recognize that that was the voice of the source of everything, then the voice itself is a revelation which tells you, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceiti Lecha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. The Rambam is saying that the words they didn't hear. Moshe Rabbeinu heard the words. And he conveyed it to them. But the idea of Anoichi, the first two are implicit, or more than implicit, almost explicit, in the experience of Mamad Har Sinai. The experience of Har Sinai, they saw that there was Hashem who took them out of Mitzrayim. They experienced it. I think seeing is also not the appropriate word to use. They experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let's take it one step further. How about Lo Yeh Lecha Elokim Acherim? Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation at Har Sinai was so great that they realized that which they were hearing, which is the source of everything, is the source of everything, and there's nothing other than that. Lo Yeh Lecha Elokim Acherim Al Panai. Huh? Sorry. Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. Thank you. Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. They shouldn't have any other gods. I mean, there's nothing else which is a source of power in the world. They also knew that. They sensed that. They experienced that through the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in at Har Sinai. The revelation was so powerful that revelation encompassed the Anoichi and Lo Yeh Lecha as an experience. But it was clear to them as if though they had actually heard the words. And the actual words, Moshe Rabbeinu heard, and he conveyed it to them. And therefore, the words are the ones that contain the other three Losa says, which are in the second Dibur. It is in the words, lo tishtachav elahem velo ta'ovdem, that's in the words, that's not in the experience. In the experience is the first two. But the words contain the details, the other three mitzvahs, and therefore the Rambam is Meyushav, the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim is Meyashav, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Beautiful. Beautiful how the Rambam used, how Meshech Chochma uses one Rambam to explain the other. Now, Okay, but I think it's strange to say that the second Dibur was somehow cut half.
They never heard the Nusach.
The Rambam says they never heard the Nusach. He says they heard Kol Devarim, but they didn't hear the Dvarim. So the voice of the Dvarim. The voice of Hashem they heard, but not the Dvarim themselves. That's the Rambam. And all the Dvarim we heard from through Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, there's a sefer called Yad HaKtana. Beautiful sefer. And in the introduction, he goes through this idea of the Tariag Mitzvahs. And he says as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. He's one. And the Torah is also Echad. The truth is, The Chazal also say, Achas Diber Elokim, Shtaim Zu Shamanu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said one, we heard two. What do you mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu said one, and we heard two? Again, we heard the voice of Hashem. In that, there is the voice of Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and also we understood, Shamanu, we understood from the power of the revelation of Anoichi, that Lo Yeh Lecha. We were Shomea, the Lo Yeh Lecha, from the Achaz Diber Elokim. Take it one step further. Chazal tell us that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive Torah, the Malachim says, "Tena hoidcha al Hashemayim." What are you doing? Give me to Moshe Rabbeinu to take to human beings, right? So they, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Answer them." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Listen, klum yesh Do you have parents that you could be fulfill the mitzvah kibud avaim? Do you have this? Do you have that? So, what's a hava mina? What's a hava mina? If the Torah is the taryag mitzvahs, the Torah is the performance of taryag mitzvahs, what's a hava mina that malachim could have Torah? So, we could say as follows. We could say that be'etzem, Torah becomes, translates into taryag mitzvahs, not because Torah in essence is taryag, but because when it's given to us as human beings in this world, it takes the form, it relates to this world, and this world is a world of taryag. The Torah translates in this world into taryag. But the etz of the Torah is one. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, the Torah is also one. The diversity, the fragmentation, so to speak, of that oneness takes the shape of the world. Therefore, the Gemara says, 613 mitzvahs, there's 365 keneged yemoy sachama. Meaning, there is yemoy sachama 365 keneged the Torah, keneged the world. Exactly which one precedes what? If you ask the mikubalim, they'll tell you that really, there's an yesoido is 365. Therefore, the world has 365 days. But there's a correlation between the way the world is a world of 365 days, and the mitzvahs are therefore 365. But it's because it's this world's manifestation of Torah that is 365. Lo yitzuyer would have been given to the malachim in the malachim world, in Shamayim world, maybe it wouldn't be 365. And 248 keneged evarav shel adam. Again, it was given to human beings. So therefore, there's an aspect of Torah which has 248 because that's how the human being is, or the human being is like that because the Torah in the form of human being is like that. But the numbers of the mitzvahs and are parallel to our reality because that's how they translate into this world. But lo yitzuyer, it was given Torah in a different world under a different circumstance, the Torah would not necessarily have that number. So there's a correlation between the way the mitzvahs come down and fragment, so to speak, and we get 365 and 248, and the fact that it's given in this world. But b'yesoido, it's the Torah is one. B'yesoido, the Torah is single, and therefore we can understand how that is a. He says that's the pshat of Achaz Dibra Elokim Shtaim Zushamanu as well. B'yesoid is only one, comes down into two. But then when it comes down to us in this world, it comes down into 613. And those 613 have the identity, so to speak, of all the different parts of reality in which we live in. We asked about Yaakov Avinu, how could he marry two sisters? Yeah. So I want to be, maybe we could be medayik a little bit in the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi's Lashon is not that I was mekayim all 613. It says, "Im lavan arasha garti v'tarag mitzvah shamarti velo lamati mimaisa varoy." I guarded all of the 613 mitzvahs, and I didn't learn from his evil deeds. One of the Ramban addresses this issue, and the Ramban says that maybe the mitzvahs were only shayach properly for the avos when they were living in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore once Yaakov Avinu was coming back to Eretz Yisrael, that's why Rachel on the way was nifter. But in Chutz Laaretz, while he was living in Haran, then the mitzvahs did not apply.
He said the Lavan kept the
Lavan garti v'latari mitzvah shamati. He kept it there.
That's right.
Yes.
He was allowed to marry two sisters.
Yes. Yeah, but it wouldn't be Tariyad. But he's right. He wouldn't be Tariyad. He couldn't be Tariyad. That's right. Good. Good. So it's a kasha on the Ramban. Very good. Okay.
You couldn't keep Tariyad semi house. It's not great for everybody.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Shamarti doesn't mean he fulfilled them. He guarded himself from them. So I want to suggest as follows. Chazal and the Gemara speak about Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who's the only one who could be Doyrish Talmid Yikra. Right? He's the only one who's Doyrish Talmid Yikra. Meaning what? That he learns a mitzvah, and based on his understanding of the yesod of the mitzvah, can come out with halacha lemaise, practical ramification, nafkamina ledina, to be mechalek between case and case. Right? So, it could be as follows. The Mefarshim point out that the isur erva of shtei achayos is different than all shear isure erva. We don't find an isur erva that the yesoida applies only when one of them is alive. And when the other one disappears, then they're no longer an isur. We have the case of Yibum, that's because of the mitzvah of Yibum is doicha. But Luyetsuya didn't have the mitzvah of Yibum. There is an isur, even the Achar Moisa, which Bemakom She'en Yibum, the mitzvah, the isur exists. But the isur Shtei Achayis is only when they're both alive. So it's not the normal type of erva. It's a very different type of erva. And some Mefarshim explain that the tam behind this mitzvah is the rivalry that it causes between the two sisters being married to the same husband. Now here we have a very, very unique situation. Because here he marries Leah. Once he realizes he's married to Leah, or Safek if he's married to Leah, the truth is, one should ask, Lechor is a Kiddush HaTaos. The Cheskuni asks this. Cheskuni says it's a Kiddush HaTaos. He's intending to marry Rachel. So he thinks it's Rachel. So why is he married to Leah? He actually says that he was afterwards Mekadosh her Bebia. After that. Which means that after, which interesting, would mean Reuven was conceived before they were actually married. Reshis Oini. But the Chezkuni therefore says that it's Kiddush HaTaos. So he had a choice afterwards to leave Leah. That would be embarrassing Leah. And would be a tremendous source of strife between the two sisters. To take Leah and not to take Rachel would also be tremendous strife between sisters, because now he can't marry Rachel because of Leah. So whichever way, whether if he doesn't marry Rachel and he keeps Leah, or if he doesn't keep Leah and then marries Rachel, the animosity, the hatred between sisters would be much greater than if he actually marries both. So if you're looking at keeping the mitzvahs, but you keep the mitzvahs in the yesoida what the mitzvahs mean, then it's possible that Yaakov Avinu felt that in this case, the yesoida of the mitzvah of not marrying two sisters, because it's not the yesoida erva. And that we also know. We see from the fact that it doesn't apply once one is dead. So Yaakov Avinu had a right, perhaps, had a right to make this choice of keeping both of them, and keeping the yesod of the mitzvah of not marrying two sisters. Because the yesod of the mitzvah of not marrying two sisters is because of the animosity between them. So it could be that this was the better solution to avoid the animosity between the sisters. It's a chiddush, but I think perhaps one can say it here. The second teretz I saw as well, is interesting, is that Yaakov Avinu and the Avos kept Tariyad Mitzvahs to the extent that they were not mechuyev to keep them, but they chose to do so. So whenever there was no conflict with any other mitzvah, then they kept it. But if there was a conflict with another mitzvah, which was more yisodi, then they wouldn't keep it. So in this case, if Yaakov had promised Rachel that he would marry her, Yaakov's cheshbon was that I have to keep my promise to Rachel more than I have to keep my chumrah, yes, my reshus of the mitzvah of shtei achayos, because here I've given my word. So it's a more basic value, more basic mitzvah, so to speak, to keep. So there's actually a conflict. Whenever you have a conflict of mitzvahs, and you choose one over the other, it doesn't mean that you haven't been shomer the other mitzvah. You shomer the mitzvah means you're guarding, you're careful, you're mindful. The tariyag mitzvah shamarti doesn't mean I actually fulfilled all the tariyag mitzvahs. I guarded myself, I was mindful, I was careful in all of the mitzvahs. And if he was a cheshbon, and through that cheshbon he realized that he needed to marry two sisters because of that commitment, then in Achinam, you can consider it that tariyag mitzvah shamarti.